flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Evan from Lacey is. Evan, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
So good. Were you by chance listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
I do not think I was, actually.
Okay.
That's okay. It's fine.
It's all right. You didn't hear the cheat sheet, but you know, if you end up beating Mig still, I'm going to send you a really cute holiday card of all of us.
Okay. That's the plan.
Yes. We look so cheerful and jolly. I love it so much.
It's not just the four of us. It's also Santa Claus.
Santa's there too.
Hey, can I also say real quick, I want to give a shout-out to Taryn at Live Night, because after the show, my brother had bought one of the Beavis and Butthead shirts that you guys have, and Taryn signed it at the bar, and that made his night.
That was at Hooverville. That was awesome.
Yeah, we searched around the bar for like, what, a half an hour looking for
a
Sharpie?
We sure did, but mission accomplished. It was great to meet you guys and hang with you.
Yep, you too.
Oh, well, hopefully you can beat Steve, because it's time for you to get out of here.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay, goodbye.
For those playing at home, Evan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What do children typically get in their stockings if they're on the naughty list?
Coal.
Correct. What does WWW stand for in the web address?
Worldwide... I'm not sure. Pass.
The first artificial Christmas tree was made in the 19th century using the feathers of what bird?
Pass.
Thomas Brown is the head coach for what NFL team?
I guess pass on that one, too. I don't know that one either.
What word can come after elder, straw, and goji?
Berry.
Yes. Malcolm in the Middle is getting a reboot on what streaming site?
Paramount?
No.
Netflix?
No.
Disney Plus.
Correct. What war ended in 1975?
1975, the Civil War?
No.
I don't know, the past.
Evan, you got 3 correct.
That was terrible, yeah.
You know, you might have got a few more if you were listening to the cheat sheet.
For sure.
But...
hey, that's more than I got the first time I played.
That's fair.
Yeah, because you got 2?
Yes.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I am.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What do children typically get in their stockings if they're on the naughty list?
Coal.
Yes. What does WWW stand for in the web address?
World Wide Web.
Correct. The first artificial Christmas tree was made in the 19th century using the feathers of what bird?
I'm going to go with a parrot.
No.
A pigeon.
No. Oh.
Feathers of a...
Turkey?
No. Thomas Brown is the head coach for what NFL team?
How am I going to know that?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I think I can figure this out.
Oh, let's. All right.
Is it the Minnesota Vikings?
No.
Chicago Bears?
Whoa. Yes, it
is. I had a feeling you probably wrote that question last night and you saw him on the TV or something stupid like that.
What word can come after elder, straw, and goji?
Statesman.
No.
Barry.
There we go. Malcolm in the Middle is getting a reboot on what streaming site?
Oh, crap. I just read this yesterday. Disney Plus.
Yes. What war ended in 1975?
The War of 1812?
No.
Just kidding. Vietnam.
Correct. And Steve, with that, you got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-3.
Go.
Sorry, Evan.
Yeah, it's just like everybody always says. When you call in, it never is as easy as when you hear it on the radio. I'll have to call back another time and try again.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, Evan. That'd be awesome.
That is the spirit.
I know I met a few people online that they're like, I always beat you. I'm like, well, then call in. No.
Nope. No chance.
I've heard stories.
Yeah, Evan actually is. I met him at Live Night and he was like, I wanna call in. And I was like, I'll call you. Give me your number. Put your money where your mouth is.
Is that how this all unfolded?
Sure did.
Look at that.
He got worldwide. And because I said web in the question, I don't think he thought it was web.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Very close on that one. The first artificial Christmas tree was made in the 19th century using feathers of what bird?
What do you think, Taryn?
Goose.
So smart. It was on the cheat sheet.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow. I was impressed that you knew that.
I know my Christmas trees.
Well, congrats on beating Evan, Steve.
Thank you.
We are partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm on coats for kids and Rockaholics. The donations are still rolling in. I believe we're just shy of $7,000 away from hitting our goal of $50,000. And if people want to donate, they can head to KISW.com.
Right now, we are at $43,825, getting closer and closer to our goal of $50,000. Thanks to a Rockaholic by the name of Ben Ramsfield. $20. Brand new coat on a kid in need, and that's what he donated. Robert Duncan donated $50. And shout out to Nick Scroggins, who joined the 69 Club by donating $69.
Nice. You can also text KISW GIVE to 44321 to make your donation.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.